Hi, everybody. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. And welcome to another episode of Tips for Leaders. This series is all about helping leaders be the best that they can be through crisis situations. COVID-19 has rocked us all on our heels. We're all sitting here doing new things. And the first thing we need to do is embrace the new normal. We have to realize this is the new normal. And we don't know what that normal is yet. We're still working our way through it. But those who think that we're going to go back and be exactly the same way that we were, that we can just go back and we can put the genie back in the bottle, are sadly mistaken. This is a new reality. This is something that you're going to tell your kids about. Your kids are going to tell their grandchildren about. This is a watershed moment. And that's okay. That's okay that this is a watershed moment because you know what? Out of crisis comes incredible things. Innovation, creativity, new ways of doing business, new ways of engaging with each other, new ways of creating and, you know, bringing companies forward. There's lots of new things that are going to come out of this and things that you've never thought of and things you may not think about for maybe weeks or months to come. But we need to be thinking about that. We need to think that, you know what, this is a watershed moment in reality. This is the line in the sand that we can't go back from. And that's okay. It may sound scary, but it's not. You know, those of us who are old enough remember, you know, the gas crisis in the 80s. We remember 2001 after 9/11. We remember the crash of 2008. We survived all of these things. We did. We survived all of these things. And the world changed every single time. This is not the first time the world has changed. This will not be the last time the world changed. But what we need to do is innovate. We need to sit there and say, okay, as leaders, where have we been? Where are we now? Where do we want to go? What are the opportunities in front of us? Maybe in 6 months, a year, 2 years from now, you'll look back at your business and what I was doing in January 2020 is nothing to do with what we do today. Your skill sets may change, your mode of operations may change, the products or the services that you do, the customers that you have may change. And that's okay. It's all about being adaptable. It's about sitting there going, what can happen? What's next? What's our next reality? What are the new things that we can do to be able to solve the problems for the people that need us today? And we need to take a look at what are the skill sets that we have in house? What are the tools that we have in house? What are the processes we have in house? What are the skills that we have in house? And be able to sit there and say, it doesn't matter what we've done in the past. The question is, what are we going to do moving forward? Because it may mean that you're talking to a different type of people in a different way. You may be solving different problems. You may be looking at the same problem in a different way. And all that should be exciting. All that should be looking at ways of saying, hey, here's some new opportunities. There is reward with the risk. There is reward with the risk. We will get through this together. Talk to your people, gather their ideas, gather their opinions, have them talk to their people and say, hey, now that the world has changed, what are the new opportunities you're seeing in front of you? What are the things that we could do to help you be successful? The more that we communicate with not only our employees, our customers, our vendors, going out and doing a pulse of the marketplace, talking to new people, talking to family and friends, keeping our ears open, listening actively, looking for opportunities, looking for the things instead of say, who are the people that are extremely busy right now? What are the challenges that they're having? How can we fit into that ecosystem to help make their lives better? These are the thoughts we need to be thinking about as leaders and leading at any level within the company. And it's up to every single person within the company to say, hey, I've got an idea of how we can succeed moving forward. I wish you health, safety, and success. My name is Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. And whatever we can do through this crisis and beyond to help you lead, help you build better leaders, help you engage, retain, and grow your people, and help you tell a better brand story and communicate more effectively, we're here for you. Please get in touch with me. You can always reach me on my cell. My number is 604-512-7174. Or you can reach me through my website at yourbrandmarketing.com. Take care and talk to you soon.